The opinions voiced on this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, or financial advisor prior to investing. Securities and investment advisory services are offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC.
Here's a big question. Should you be floating? Nah, I'm not talking about loans. You might think I am as an advisor. I'm talking about something that taps your gift set at such a level that it gives you that sense of floating. It's kind of an important question. It makes life really sweet. Well, we're going to talk about that today on the Peter McClellan Show. It's a Sunshine Friday, and we start now.
It's Sunshine
and welcome to the Peter McClellan Show. This is your host, Peter McClellan. And one more Sunshine Friday without Mr. Sunshine. So it doesn't seem right. Nice and sunny here in Minnesota, and the market's been a little topsy-turvy, and we missed talking to Jeff, and I'm sure he'll fill us in on all the stuff behind the scenes next week, you know, whether it's the British, you know, the brick, what do they call it again? The brick exit, whatever. Brexit, whatever they call it. I'm not getting it right. You know, the British leaving the European Union, whatever, if they do, the vote on that. Some say it's a big deal. Others say it isn't. But I'm talking today about something that I've observed this week that is remarkable to me. Because as many of you know, that are clients that tune into the podcast once in a while, on our front door, we have not just the 401k latte company, but we have the Do Good Company, which is my wife Sally, who is a certified life coach. She helps especially young people and even people in midlife careers connect the dots between things that make them come alive and the things that they really don't want to be a part of. And I asked that question because I had it, a couple of things happened back to back this week. I had somebody ask me, now, what is Sally doing? And I was describing it to her, to this guy, and about what Sally does. And he said, you know what, that's crazy. You don't want to get young people too crazy about doing something because they'll take up, Egyptian pottery studies or some weird thing that has no practical use. Okay, well, I suppose that's the risk, but usually, most people, when they get involved in something that they really like doing, there's work involved. I'm not saying we're not going to work if we're doing something that really taps our uniqueness, our unique ability, the way we're created. But I was talking to a guy the other day, it happens to be a pastor, who was describing to me what it's like for him when he goes to an event where there's young people and he's connecting with them. And a lot of these young people that he deals with are people who come from first of all, every family has its share of dysfunction, I should say. And these are families, unfortunately, that in many cases have way more than their share of dysfunction. And yet he connects with these young people in a really unique way. And I've observed it and I go, wow, that's awesome. And he does. And they're crazy about him. And it's not a religious thing. It's just he just loves them. And he described to me, he says, Pete, when I'm doing this, it's like I'm floating. And I got that sense watching him, as he interacts with young people. But more than that, I never quite thought of, and I've looked at all kinds of descriptions of unique ability or talent or gifting or, you know, any of those things. But I never heard it described quite like that, floating. And I said, and by the way, how did the, I just wanted to test them on this, because I believe this wholeheartedly. I said, what you're thinking about the time for the event? So are you giving enough time to it? He goes, well, his thought was, it goes by way too quickly. He's the last one to leave talking to people because he's just so enthralled. He's so consumed in it and loves it, enjoys it. Probably is a little sad when it's over even, you know? And I've heard Dan Sullivan of the Strategic Coach talk about when you get in that zone, tapping your unique ability and spending more and more time in it, that you really do have a seemingly unendless supply of energy. You know, you might go to an event or something where you are going to be employing that. It involves work. You know, the word employ, it doesn't mean to work. So I want to kind of negate the naysayers that think it's crazy that we encourage young people to find something that they have a passion for and that fits their skill set, their uniqueness. Anyway, but I'm more interested really about this conversation with people on the other end of it, meaning people going into retirement, because I am convinced, and these aren't my words, but I forget the gentleman I heard them from back in February, but regardless, not my words, but just the idea that if you are only focused on leisure, he said, just having fun, or retirement becomes a perpetual vacation, it might feel really good for the first few days, maybe the first few weeks, hey, maybe the first few months. But he said, leisure derives its value from work. So in a sense, you really can't have one without the other. You got to be doing something that is engaging you enough that it's some aspect of work. I believe that. I don't think going off to study Egyptian pottery is what people should be doing if they want to find employment. No, I don't think that's wise, but I don't think that what my wife Sally does is anything any remotely near that. She'll encourage people to do things perhaps that are intriguing hobbies, you know, where they have an interest. Sure, maybe there's a way to work that into their vocation or their studies or something. Okay, maybe as a compliment, but no, it's just got to be a practical side to it too. You just can't completely dream. And I guess the thought that occurred to me when I heard that guy say that is, you know, are you floating at all? Because when I listened to what my pastor friend Bill said, he said, you know, it's like I'm floating. And I thought, wow. And I know exactly what he means because, well, everyone does. You know, you've had those moments where you know you're doing something that just comes so easily to you that you do have that seemingly unendless supply of energy to do, and you love it. And you typically, another good indicator is that it's something that is serving other people. And, well, my friend Bill, I mean, it's serving other people. That is the first and foremost what he's doing. And I think that is part of it, because I think when people don't discover their unique ability, we all miss out. We all do. We all don't have that person operating in a capacity that is beneficial to other people. And that's sad. That's really sad. But the bigger question I have for, you know, because I deal with a lot of folks who are heading into retirement, moving into it. And the last thing you want to do after you've had time to chill, or like my kids say, chillax, combination of chilling, which means like, you know, resting, and then relaxing, you know, chillax. New words are created all the time, I suppose. Anyway, after you've had time to unplug, let's say, or just, you know, get away from the work you were doing, you've moved into retirement, are you coming back to something that holds your attention? And I know people sometimes say to me, well, yeah, I believe me, I have so much to do. And I think, well, okay, being busy is good. It is. There's a quality to that. You're not sitting around. You're not a slug. But you do want to be doing something that I believe is beneficial to yourself and to other people, because I honestly believe there's only so much that we can do when we're working on ourselves, focused on ourselves. And I think some of the people I've met that are the most cynical and sad in the world are ones that don't look to make something for anybody else at all. They're completely self-absorbed, and they are worried, and they're only thinking on themselves. And that's unfortunate, because that's not what we should be doing. But this whole thing about floating, you know, I honestly think we should be floating more often. I know that work is work, and there's going to always be aspects of every job, every vocation. No matter how much you delegate, no matter how much you rid yourself of certain activities, yeah, there's going to be parts of the job you'd rather not do still. Okay, I get that. I can live with that. But I got to say, I think there is something incredibly powerful about people finding, encountering what it is they can do that makes them tick, that makes them feel that special sense of timelessness, floating, just... If I could do this all day, every day, I'd do it all day, every day, that feeling, you know? And I want to speak to that, because I don't think people do it enough. I think too many people in retirement unfortunately move into a mode of just existing when they have a wealth of life's experiences that they could share with other people. And I don't care what you've done in this planet, you know, whether it's just been a parent, stay-at-home mom, maybe a very, very low-level person in a company you worked, but you were there for decades. Well, how'd you keep your job all that time? You were diligent. You had things you did, and you have lessons that you can teach people, that you can help other people with. And I'm just convinced the more we find some way of finding a way to help other people, it's just a really good thing. And I'm convinced it shouldn't always be a burden. It shouldn't. Yes, there's going to be times where you might. Suck it up and do something for somebody that, you know, is not necessarily your skill set, but it taps maybe part of who you are. You like doing things for people. You like helping people. It's kind of how you're bent. So I'm not trying to become the career counselor that I see my wife as that coach, but I do think there's a part of this conversation regarding retirement and purpose. And, you know, I love the idea of retiring from the things that really are inconsistent with who we are, the things that we are maybe at best competent, if we're really, really lucky, we're excellent at them. But reality is, if it isn't your unique ability, there isn't the passion there. There isn't going to be that floating, that sense of energy that you get that you just don't. And I've had it. I've experienced it. I know. I've gone to situations where maybe I had a headache or wasn't feeling that good or was tired or something. And you get in that zone and none of that mattered. It's just like it disappears. And there's a reason for that. It's because we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. So as you look at the financial picture going forward, and this is whether you're early on in your vocation or whether you're ending it up and retiring shortly or in retirement, you know, you always want to be doing something that's going to tap that part of you because it makes life sweet. It just does. And if there's any advice I could give you is whether it's vocation or whether it's just something you do on the side, be sure you're getting that into your life, because if you don't have that, you know, all work and no play or no sense of purpose makes Jack a dull boy. And who wants to be around the dull boy, right? So at any rate, on that note, I just wanted to share that those you know, one cynical comment and then one comment by a guy who gets to float quite often with young people and is doing something somewhat of a father figure for a lot of kids who young people who maybe didn't have dads, in many cases did not have dads. I know that. So anyway, just one thought. Do we all have to do that? No. Should more of us do something like that? Probably wouldn't be a bad idea. So at any rate, I know this has nothing to do with financial, but it has everything to do with financial because, you know, life is kind of short. Been reading Psalms this week, and it does speak to that. You know, life goes by in a flash, and wow, I can't believe how fast time goes. It's I can't believe we're already facing the halfway mark on 2016. It's coming up. It's just amazing to me how fast time goes. So, you know, we want to make it count. That's the main thing. So on that note, I look forward to next week. We're going to have Jeff Hyback come back, and he is, you know, that active money manager with Strategic Equity Management. He has a passion for not more than numbers. He also has a passion to see people do well and to dispel. I think he loves, he doesn't, yeah, I don't know if he's ever coined it this way, but I think he loves dispelling financial myths. I think there's some things that float out there in the financial press that he really enjoys bringing truth to. And I appreciate him for that reason. He'll speak the truth in some very unpopular situations and, you know, isn't always going to get applause for that. And sometimes he gets called Mr. Sunshine because he can be, it's not always a fun thing to share those things, but we call him that because we think he's a good guy and we trust him. So anyway, but he'll be back next week. And I every week now when he's not around, somehow there's just these things that speak to me that I want to talk about. And today it's, of all things, are you floating? And really what I'm saying is, are you doing the things that you need to be doing in order for you to feel significant, in order for you to contribute and feel good about what you're doing? That's kind of the whole idea behind the floating. It isn't like a drug or something, all right? So I want to make sure I'm clear about that. And it's not about a loan. I don't like loans in general. So anyway, I'll let it go on that. But I always want to encourage people, regardless of whether we're talking about your life. I hope you are having meaningful conversations about your life and about others' lives, or whether it's about the money or both, because they're both kind of important, but especially the life part is. It's the core. That money never should be. We encourage at the 401k Latte Company, our tagline is invest in a conversation. Do it soon.